is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2. Tuesday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And all of our features, by the way, on our website at freetalklive.com are totally free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their website. We give it all away. And in fact, I have made the allegation before, and I've yet to be rebutted on this. I think that freetalklive.com has more content than any more content for free than any of those big name talk show hosts have for pay on their website.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm pretty positive of that. But you could be rebutted. I could be rebutted. 800-259-9231. All right. Last year in May, it was 2005 in May, so almost 2 years ago at this point, the Congress of the United States passed the Real ID legislation. And it was intended to, I guess, activate by the year 2008. I think that we're getting, obviously, closer to 2008. And the last time we talked about how close they were to activating Real ID, the bureaucracies were still kind of running around in circles trying to figure out what to do. So, once again, the slowness, the ineptitude of bureaucracy is working towards our benefit in this case. And I don't predict that they're actually going to meet their timelines and release Real ID when they say they're going to. But nonetheless, it's still a scary concept. It's a national ID piece of legislation that's going to mandate that the federal government, and I think it's the guy who's in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, he's going to be the man who can just essentially dictate what appears on your driver's license. So they're going to centralize the bureaucracy. They're going to mandate that all 50 states have all the same information on their driver's license. Now, your license will still say Florida or New Hampshire or Hawaii or whatever state it is you live in.
Maybe.
But it'll still say the state name, but all the other information will be federally mandated to be included on it. Now, that's a pretty scary idea because it's again, going down that road towards show us your papers right here in the United States. And so we've sort of been keeping up to date on the status of Real ID and what's been happening with it. And there might be an update here, Wayne. What's going on?
Yes, there is. Today on freemarketnewsnetwork.com, Jim Babka from downsizeddc.org posted an article. He asked the question, are we winning? Well, according to Jim, the opposition to the Real ID Act, which would create a national identification system, has been great and unrelenting. It has come from hundreds of groups, including state governments.
Yes. Just to explain the government portion.
Yes.
The reason why state governments are opposing this is not because they care about your privacy.
Right.
It's because the bureaucrats are saying, wait, this is an unfunded mandate.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. They're not opposed to mandates, just the unfunded mandates. If they get the money to revamp their computers and a little more, they're all over.
Exactly.
And they'll be happy to ask you for your papers.
So I don't want anyone to think that their state government's actually standing up for their freedoms. They're not.
Right. And members of DownsizedDC.org have actually pumped out over 40,000 messages to Congress calling for the repeal of the Real ID Act. And now two senators, a Democrat named Daniel Akaka from Hawaii and Republican John Sununu from our very own New Hampshire, are threatening to sponsor legislation which would repeal the Real ID Act. But they first would like to see the Department of Homeland Security adopt some new regulations which would reduce the cost of Real ID and increase privacy protections for citizens. Now, I think we can see through all this. Basically, again, you're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic because the problem is not the regulations, because they can change those at any time down the road to get people happy and feeling comfortable. And then later
you're right
on,
about that. Chertoff has the ability, you say any time, you're absolutely right. Next year he could just decide, okay, now we're going to do biometric identification, and rules will change. There's no process to go through beyond him just issuing a diktat saying, okay, now we need your thumbprint, now we need your retina scan, now we need a mouth swab.
You know, Ian and Wayne, the funny thing about it is it's the very Achilles heel of this Real ID thing, which gives these guys the ability to be able to say that. Because inevitably, they'll find out that Real ID, once they start putting RFID chips into it and things like that, mm-hmm. can be easily copied or faked or anything like that. Anything that the terrorists want to do, they can do.
Sure.
And that this is not going to stop them. And they're not even going to pay attention to that stuff. But what they'll say is, well, we need to do this in response to that, because that wasn't working. So now we need to add this extra
layer. Up the ante.
Exactly. And they'll say, and
more
that's
invasiveness.
Why, and that's why they'll say John Sununu and Senator Ikaka's idea out of Hawaii isn't practical, because we may run into these immediacies and we're going to have to fix these things. So we have to give Michael Chertoff that power, because if we recognize some sort of problem, he's going to have to address it quickly.
You know, I remember not too long ago being able to buy a airline ticket out of the New York Times. I used to go to Hawaii a lot, so I used to buy a ticket. It would have Mary Smith on it. I'd buy it for $300, which is a substantial discount over retail price. And I'd get on the plane as Mary Smith with her ticket, and I'd fly to Hawaii for $300. Try to do that now.
What would the what would the airline attendant say to you? I mean, would they make any wise cracks like
the surgery worked very well?
Well, I said my friends call me Mario.
Hey, you know what's interesting? You were going to bring up the point about Ikaka and Sununu and why they're really doing it. What really is behind this? It seems what their motivation is.
I think Sununu's probably in a little bit of political trouble here in New Hampshire, because he did vote for Real ID, even though he came out against it in his words, his actions were he voted for it. Mm. And I think that even if nothing ever happens from this, these guys look like the champions of privacy, even though
Real
ID
never... they're doing is threatening to introduce legislation, which doesn't mean anything. Oh, we're going to introduce legislation. Well, that doesn't mean it'll pass or even come close to pass or even come out of committee, right?
So John and Daniel... you know, talking and threatening is not enough. Show me the stuff, man.
Show us the money.
This is the stuff that's been going on over the past couple of years that we've seen. The politicians will respond in a very similar fashion to what they're doing here publicly, and they'll bluster really loudly about how, well, we're defending freedoms. Okay, yes, we did vote for it, but it was a mistake, and we're going to do something about it. Like with the whole eminent domain thing.
Right.
You've got the eminent domain decision at the Supreme Court level. Made last year that essentially destroyed private property rights. And then around the country, because the polls that were done after that, like 90%+ of Americans,
they were on fire,
were in favor of liberty and against eminent domain. Right. So the American people were with us on the issue. And so the politicians, you know, sticking their fingers up in the wind as usual to figure out what's going on, they said, oh man, people are really upset about this eminent domain thing. We've got to do something symbolic. And so what they did was, in a lot of states, they passed legislation that, if you just read the news article about it, made it sound like, well, our politicians are really protecting our property rights here in this state. They passed an anti-eminent domain abuse bill, and that must mean that my property is now safe from being taken by eminent domain. That was sort of the attitude of the news articles that came out, when in fact, when you actually dig into the details of the legislation, they really didn't do much at all to protect anybody's property, and it was all for show. Yeah. It was all for symbolism to say, we're doing something here about eminent domain. Reelect us.
Yeah,
and that's all this is.
Ian, two things to keep in mind. One about the eminent domain issue, and I'll backtrack to the other issue about Real ID in a second. But on the eminent domain issue, I think it's just exemplary of people for people to study not just the idea of the way it was understood by the founders, that you weren't supposed to be able to take private property without just compensation, but to realize that, A, any regulation that would be imposed on you, as Richard Epstein has argued, the legal scholar has argued, should be considered a taking. If they're regulating your business, if they're telling you how to do things ergonomically, anything like that, minimum wage laws, that's a taking. It is a taking.
It's taking my freedom.
It's absolutely right. And many people don't understand that private property pertains to the property on which you do your business, the liquidity of your business, anything like that. But also, it shows you where the founding fathers made a mistake. They should not have given the government the power to take property.
There was a few mistakes made.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, I can see where the anti-federalists, they argued against that. A lot of them did. And they were right, you know, because if you open up the abstract idea that the government can take your property for a particular public use, then it's very easy to slide into a public good, you know?
And how about the general welfare clause? Man, that was just a huge loophole.
Yeah, well, hopefully people will recognize that as sort of an introductory thing, saying, we're going to do this for these reasons, and here's how, and the rest of the Constitution are the rules, and the general welfare clause doesn't apply.
Gardner, you mentioned earlier in the segment that people could easily hack things like Real ID. And in fact, I know, Wayne, you've got more on that on the way. Your calls as well,
yes,
about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Tis the Tuesday edition. Anna Dean here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. They are completely free. And that, again, freetalklive.com. And that does include the updates. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking about in the last segment the Real ID Act, as it has been called, passed last year in Washington to be foisted on all of the 50 states by the end of 2008. Doesn't look like they're going to be making their time frame on this, but that doesn't mean that they've shelved the project. It's still on the way. They still want to have a national identification card, show us your papers, that sort of thing. But, Wayne, you actually, we touched on it last segment, Gardner, when you mentioned that, well, they're going to use the fact that the hackers are going to crack in here, the terrorists or whoever, they're going to crack in, they're going to crack the real ID, they're going to duplicate the real ID, and it's not going to be a big deal. I mean, if hackers can crack into encryption schemes on satellite broadcasts and DVD encryption, all the other things that the hackers do, they're going to have a, it's not going to be any trouble to crack into real ID. And in hacker-related news, Wayne, the RFID passports have been cracked, and in record time, right? What happened?
Well, there's a group in England, because don't forget, we've been hearing from the federal government that, oh, these are going to be secure and encrypted and all this stuff, and everyone's saying, no, that's not true. Well, there's confirmation. There's some hackers who have actually gone and done it. Two technology consultants have discovered that e-passports can be cloned using internet-bought software and put the owner more at risk from identity thieves, according to the BBC. So in other words, Information Week actually called these things one-stop shopping for identity thieves. Because once your data is centralized, and anybody can get to it, a crooked DMV worker in California can steal your identity. Because your personal identification information is not compartmentalized anymore. It's centralized.
Oh, but our bureaucrats would never be crooked, would they?
No, well, sure. What about your medical records? They'll be linked to that eventually. Mm-hmm. Your financial records will be linked to that. Your property, everything about you eventually will be linked to this chip, and then someone will steal it from you. You'll hear stories in the news about so-and-so getting their driver's license stolen and everything about them gone, and some hacker stole their whole life. And then they'll want to implant them in you. That's the path, guys.
That's it.
Oh, so because if they're implanted, they can't steal them?
It would be much harder. They have to cut your hand off.
I see.
And people will be probably doing that, too.
And you know what I think is fascinating, too, is they keep telling us that things like collecting our medical data and putting it on a federal electronic database, which Newt Gingrich is pushing for, that's one of his big things.
Of course.
Working with Hillary on that and our liberal governor, John Lynch in New Hampshire. They say that they constantly give us this excuse, well, it will provide great efficiencies of scale. I love that term. Anytime they're talking about getting the government involved nowadays in electronic data keeping or regulating the medical industry or anything like that, we can do it better than the private marketplace because we have efficiencies of scale. When has the government ever shown efficiency?
Period, in anything.
That's insane.
In economics, they talk about economies of scale, and they usually talk about that in terms of whether are there economies of scale or is it what's known as constant returns to scale, which means if something gets bigger, it doesn't become any more efficient.
Yes.
And sometimes it actually becomes less efficient as it gets bigger.
I know that for working at one of the biggest radio companies in the world, I can absolutely say that these big companies that they have out there, the bigger they become, the more bureaucratic they appear to become.
Right, and the more easy it'll be to steal data from those types of systems. They're very easily broken down. And this real ID thing, what really ticks me off about the real ID thing, and they are eventually going to try to get the RFID chips put in there, and that's very clear. And what gets me is, if people are wondering if this is going to be a hassle, what's the big deal if we all have one uniform thing? Well, what's wrong with that? Let me just give you a practical argument. If you want to get a real ID, you've got to have your birth certificate. You've got to go get your birth certificate.
Again?
Yeah, you've got to have your birth certificate.
Wait, they're going to, even though I already have a driver's license, they're going to require that I go through the whole process again?
Yes. You have to get it.
I didn't know that.
Yep. You got to go to your place of birth, get a copy, get it notarized, get the whole thing, and show it. Because, it really is a show us your papers thing. And, it's like we were discussing yesterday. We can go one of two directions in this country. We can either continue messing around in other countries in their affairs, and maybe it's too late. Maybe we got to, do something incredible in Iraq. I don't know. We can continue messing around and shovel money out to the Palestinians and the Israelis and all these other places.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to worry about attacks against the United States because there's going to be a jihad against us, a holy war against us, the infidels.
And crack down as a police state as
and
a result.
Crack down as a police state. Or we can assess our foreign policy, think about what George Washington said, entangling alliances with none, and defend ourselves if we get attacked. Complete force.
We'd have a lot more men here to do that because right now we've been at war for how many years and... the quality and of the forces, I think, are starting to diminish, as you were talking about the other night, that they're starting to lower their standards.
That's right. They're hiring the dumbbells.
And we've got some of our best and brightest soldiers off thousands of miles away. What if we were attacked? They're not here to help us.
Right. Yeah. Well, how long did it take them to get the Army Reserves to Katrina? I mean, after Katrina hit New Orleans and the Army Corps of Engineers dams broke and everything, which, of course, that was the real problem with New Orleans, was the Army Corps of Engineers, not the rain. But nonetheless, it took them like a couple weeks to actually bring, it was at least a week to actually get a unit of reserve members to arrive in New Orleans.
And meanwhile, the people at the Salvation Army were considering bringing suit against the federal government because they actually had federal soldiers blocking them from getting into areas mm-hmm. to bring help. And, you know, I don't want to distract you guys, but this actually brings to mind the idea of getting government to protect us against naturally occurring phenomenon. We go from here we are at Real ID, you mentioned Katrina, mm-hmm. to the absurd notion that we somehow form a government to protect us from rain and wind, or in many cases, a flu, the bird flu.
Really?
Yeah, and I just want to bring this up real quick.
Yeah, please.
Just yesterday, the Senate passed a bill called Senate Bill S-3678, and I'm not one of these guys that throws around these things very much,
right.
But look it up. S-3678 is the National Preparedness and Response Leadership Organization and Planning Bill.
Oh, boy.
And that's a mouthful.
It pertains to pandemics. And it vests the Secretary of Health and Human Services with certain powers.
They've been rattling this saber for a while. They've been sort of out there, pandemic.
Here.
That word has been sort of bantied about for the past couple of years.
Bird flu. You know, on my show we play the Trashman doing Surfing Bird every time because it's just so stupid.
Well, yeah, it seems like it's been way blown out of proportion, at least from what I've read about it. This isn't a real issue. This isn't a real threat at all. And, of course, if it was the marketplace that was responding, it wouldn't be
that's a
big deal. Period.
That's it. The federal government, during the Clinton administration, they set rules regarding the preparation of vaccines. They only grant the license to a certain number of very favored corporations. Mm. And, of course, they tell us that, well, the market couldn't do this. Has anybody heard of insurance where you invest a certain amount of money so an insurance company has something to return to you if there's something bad that happens? Do the same thing with flu preparedness, and you'll see companies starting to invest in making it.
Absolutely. There's a demand out there for that sort of thing. Right. And it's absurd to think. The statement that the market can't handle this is so ludicrous when you look at all of the miraculous things the market does do. And I want to come back, and I'd like you to bring some highlights out from the Senate bill, because it sounds to me like it's one of those things where they're going to crack down with martial law and forced vaccinations. I don't know if I'm right about that. We'll find out here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gar.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both of them totally free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. We've been talking about Real ID and the new passport that they have with the chip in it, the RFID chip, which apparently was cracked in 5 minutes' time. So real secure there, guys. And it doesn't matter if they change the code. It doesn't matter if they update the system. It's only going to be a matter of minutes, if not hours, before the hackers can crack back into it. I mean, it's not... they can reverse engineer almost anything.
And you can read those passports from 100 feet away.
And then hackers always find a way.
Yeah.
Don't ever listen to anyone who says that something is totally secure. It might
right.
be for a period of time, but as the computing power gets greater... hackers have tools. They do it every time. It never ceases to amaze me.
Well, it's just like anybody. It's just like anyone picking a lock. I mean, you can spend a bunch of money on the most expensive locks out there, and anybody who's dedicated enough and who knows what they're doing is and has enough time will pick your lock and will get into whatever it is that they want to. If they want it bad enough, they'll get in.
And many hackers don't do it for the money. They just do it for the conquest.
For fun.
Yes, and they'll spend all their time. You know, a lot of them are young guys, and they. They live with mom, and they just it's like playing a video game to them.
Yep. So, Gardner, we were talking about a Senate bill that was passed about pandemic flu, the bird flu.
Ow!
Yeah, absolutely.
What's happening here? I mean, what are they preparing for?
Well, what they're doing on this is they are very worried about bird flu, obviously. And they have vested the Secretary of Health and Human Services on the federal level with certain powers, and I'll just go through a couple of these things. There is Title I, Section 2, Title II, and so on and so forth. But essentially what it does is, and this is there's some humor in this, actually. It identifies the Secretary of HHS, it says, as the lead federal official responsible for public health emergency preparedness and response, consistent with the National Response Plan previously written, of course. Then, this is great, it renames the Assistant Secretary for Public Health Emergency Preparedness, formerly known as ASPHEP, as the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, now known only as ASPR.
Ooh, simplifying.
Yeah, so what I wanted to do was go with the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response in national something or other. So it would have been ASPRIN. It could have been like aspirin,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, could have.
Yeah, so, but the one of the major things it does here, it says, in Section 2, it says, Section 2 is called Improving State and Local Public Health Security. Now, I'm just looking at a review that was on the Senate website. I haven't looked at the actual document. And sometimes these reviews gloss over some very, very big loopholes that give the government massive power. But there's already enough bad stuff here. It says it reauthorizes public health preparedness cooperative agreements to continue the strengthening of state and local infrastructure, i.e. handouts of money. Identifies minimum essential public health security capabilities for national and state investments in public health preparedness, i.e., you will have to be at a certain level, and then you're going to get money. Now, if you're not at that level, I don't know what they'll do, but then you'll get money. Establishes a state matching requirement to ensure shared financial burden between federal and state investments, and ensures fiscal accountability. Wink, wink. Finally, it does this. It requires the Secretary of Health and Human Services to build on existing state and local public health situational awareness capabilities and establish a near real-time nationwide public health situational awareness network to enhance early detection of, rapid response to, and management of potentially catastrophic infectious disease outbreaks and public health emergencies.
Now,
so I ask you this. You mentioned how slow they were to respond with Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want the federal government to be the people on whom we rely to respond to an outbreak of some infectious disease on the local level?
Ask anybody who was involved in Katrina what they think about
that.
There
you go.
I mean, ask them. Ask the people who had relatives sitting in... there was this one guy that called the show.
Yeah.
I think he called the show. Anyway, he was telling us a story, at least, about how... a gentleman had had a mom in a nursing home down in New Orleans, and the floods came in, old people in the nursing home, for some reason they weren't evacuated or whatever, and they were trapped there. And she asked him, when are you coming? You know, when are you coming to help me? Mm-hmm. And I guess he was working with the government or something like that, and he said, well, we're coming, Mom, we're coming. And, you know, 2 days later, she calls again. And, I mean, she kept calling, and then eventually she stopped calling because she died from starvation. They never came. And, I mean, you've got stories about the guy that stole the school bus because the government kept saying they were going to do something. They were going to go in there and rescue people. And the guy just got fed up, and he just went ahead and went to a school bus yard, stole a school bus, drove around, filled up the bus with some people, and got him out of there.
Good
I mean,
for
he,
him.
He was a lawbreaker, but he saved people's lives.
In the meantime, they're sending out C-130 transport airplanes with infrared to try to find three guys who voluntarily climbed a mountain.
And I remember seeing pictures of entire lots full of buses underwater.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And all those mobile homes that they got to get rid of them. Hundreds and hundreds of mobile homes, maybe thousands of mobile homes in parking lots. They're just sitting there. Now they got to get rid of them because the floors are rotting.
How about FEMA turning away Walmart when Walmart tried to come in there with truckloads full of ice and water to hand out to people? No, no, we don't need your help. Well, the people did need their help.
That's right.
And it was just we kept reporting on it. It was like a prepalicious for Free Talk Live. There was so much to talk about, so much malfeasance, so much ineptitude on the part of the government, and people died as a result the federal government's response. So no, heck no, we don't want the government responding to any sort of emergency situation. Let the people who care respond, because government bureaucrats, despite all their positioning, despite all their hot air, they don't care what happens. All they care about is following their protocols.
And Ian, you know, all this is now under the penumbra of Michael Chertoff and Homeland Security. And it's fascinating because, as Wayne brought up, this new information coming out about RFID and Real ID, those things tie together because they're all under security measures. They're all taken in that way.
Speaking of RFID and health outbreaks and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. what happens when there's a hurricane again in wherever, Mississippi, let's say. Mm-hmm. Mississippi gets a hurricane hit. The federal government comes in again and does what they do, which is shut down the area and not allow anybody who wants to help to actually come in and help.
Yeah.
And then what happens when they come around and say, okay, citizens, you have to show us your real ID in order to get access to this water and ice.
Well,
what's that?
Well,
you
don't
have,
have it?
You don't have it? Well, you're a suspected illegal immigrant. You can just go right over there into that truck, you know, and we're going to check you out when we're ready to check you out. I mean, this is easily something that could happen.
That's right.
And then you've got this guy, this Health and Human Services guy, who's going to be the man in charge of rapid response, so-called. Mm. Well, rapid response, in the government's mind, is to go in, lock down an area with troops, and then prevent anyone from coming in or going out.
There are more and more examples of this happening all the time. And you know, the funny thing about it, Ian, is... you look at these things happening, and a lot of it isn't done through maliciousness. Some of it could come from power-hungry guys who mm-hmm. like their positions. But a lot of it just comes from befuddlement and bureaucracy. And I'm always reminded of that movie that Terry Gilliam did called Brazil. And David Price was the star of it. And it was a dark comic version of 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just ingenious. And it shows a world where, basically, because of bureaucracy, a fly that falls on this guy's typewriter... In some bureaucratic office, ends up messing up this man's entire life because something gets screwed up on this sheet of paper that's sent out. And it's just incredible. And it shows the government runs the air conditioning ducts and the housing.
Mm-hmm.
So the hero of the thing is Robert De Niro, who plays an unlicensed air conditioning repairman who swoops in the night in a SWAT outfit. It's amazing.
Wow, I've heard so many good things about that movie. Oh, yeah. I actually haven't seen it
yet. Great.
800-259-9231, but it's a scary idea when you've got not only the government responding to a natural disaster, but also some sort of an outbreak or perceived scary flu virus or something like that. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be in a government quarantine zone. Please, I want to leave and come as I'm whenever I want to. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Hawaii's Banning Smoking. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. If you like the show, well then maybe you'd want to support us by voting for Free Talk Live. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It won't be sold. It won't be spammed. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes a big difference for us because of those of you who have voted this month, we're ranked as the number 4 podcast in the world. That's good, but we can do better if you vote at vote.freetalklive.com. We need you to vote, and then it'd be good if you could find a few other people to vote. Wouldn't hurt.
Vote.
Yeah. See, we're making record levels on our vote total this month. I think we've set another record as far as the number of votes we've received. But unfortunately, the other shows are setting records, too. So, it's hot competition.
Big competition.
We need you. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're going to get into Hawaii in a moment, but we've been talking about Katrina, and I was reminded that I had an email sitting in the inbox about Katrina and the government response to it. Mm. It's from Jeffrey. He says, I continually become angered when I still hear people in New Orleans about people in New Orleans, quote, shooting at rescuers, unquote, and the arson. I listened to an interviewer with the Red Cross rescuer saying of this, and that's very common worldwide to use guns to call for help. In Indonesia, after the tsunami, real rescuers went toward the gunshots because they had sense enough to know that people were using guns as a signal to say, I see your lights over there, help me. Rescuers look for fires and listen for gunshots. Only in America do rescuers run away from gunshots. I listened to interviews of residents who said that indeed they did set signal fires and fire gunshots. Prisoners, some of whom nearly drowned in their cells, also set signal fires. Still, people look back at what happened in New Orleans as the chaos you speak of. The only chaos was on the part of the government. And I agree with that. I've never said, I think it was probably Mark that suggested New Orleans was chaos, and actually, it's true. New Orleans was in chaos. It was not anarchy. And that's an important point to make, because there was a lot of press, as usual, whenever there's violence and the police, the press loves to label it as anarchy. Well, that's not true. If it was anarchy, then the government wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Because the government was there is proof that it wasn't anarchy, because anarchy means without rule, and therefore, since there was a whole bunch of government in New Orleans, it was anything but anarchy.
Exactly.
But it was chaos, because what you essentially had was the middle class, lower class and upper class New Orleans residents all got out of there, and what that left behind were two clashing groups. You had the government and then the criminals, which, of course, two groups of criminals really just fighting one another. But Jeffrey here is saying that maybe the cops that were claiming they were being shot at weren't actually being shot at, because we had some police officers call in during that time saying, well, we had to go around and confiscate people's weapons because they were shooting at police officers. Well, maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just shooting in the air looking for help.
But did any of these police officers actually get shot by somebody?
I'm not sure about that. I don't recall hearing any stories about that.
No, I don't either. No.
And you would think if that had happened, then there would be stories like goons and thugs in New Orleans shooting police officers. But
yeah.
No, it was just so supposedly that they were being shot at.
And you know what's amazing, Ian? Your distinction between chaos and anarchy is so apt, because I often do the same thing. what you had there was chaos because of nature and government.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had had anarchy and you had had the market in there, you probably wouldn't have had the problem in the first place if they were handling the levies.
The reason why the... Right. If the government wasn't handling the levies, they probably wouldn't have broke. Everything would have been okay.
Right.
But beyond that, the real problem and why chaos erupted was because all of the regular folk left. Those are the people that keep everything in line. It's not the government. It's not the police that keep people from acting out. It's the fact that there are other regular people nearby who will respond and possibly be carrying weapons and stop the troublemakers.
Absolutely. In the meantime, you have Mayor Nagin scapegoating people who shouldn't have even been there in the first place, the federal government, constitutionally speaking, and this guy gets reelected.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Now, if that had been a market situation, that guy, if he was in a corporation or something like that, let's say it wasn't a government corporation type thing, but he would have answered to shareholders and all the people who invested. If there were actually people who said, yeah, you know, we know there are levies, we have to make sure that this town is kept secure, so we are hiring a government type agency, but it's a free market agency, we're going to have competitors, and we're hiring it for our town or something, we're incorporating this town in a free market way,
mm-hmm.
The guy wouldn't have been, he'd be out of a job.
That's
would
true.
Have failed.
Some sort of an insurance company,
exactly.
Or flood insurance or whatever.
Precisely.
Inspections
if
of
something
the
happens,
levies.
You will act. You have these things stored up. Oh, well, this company says it can do this. Well, okay, let's invest in this company then. This company says it can do this. Let's invest in this company.
Now, Jeffrey.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I was going to say, it seems also that the response that the government made to this problem was more of a militarized solution rather than helping and serving.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was militarized, as in take all these people, lock them in a superdome, and deprive them of water, and post guards on the outside so they can't get out. We were talking about stories where people were in the superdome, they wanted to leave, they realized it was a mistake to go there. You know, can you imagine this? Americans, in all of their brainwashing, believed that the government was going to help them.
Yeah.
So they went to the superdome expecting they were going to get helped out, and as a result, they went into this hellacious situation where the government was so-called in control. And they didn't get any food or water for a while. Now, actually, Jeffrey addresses the Superdome. He says also there were no rapes and no murders in the Superdome, according to the coroner. Now, we had heard stories that the Superdome was all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Mm. He says, and there was never a dead raped girl in any bathroom. There was a death from natural causes. Why loot? Well, most of the looting was for water and food, since FEMA prohibited delivery of water and ice. Diverting trucks of it out of the state.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, they turned around Walmart trucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
I listened to one man beg for ice while guards let it melt. I listened to that same man say that the cowards were so afraid of black people that they tried to drop water from a helicopter and all of it shattered. I ask you this simple question. Have you actually seen any of the atrocities that were supposed to have happened in New Orleans? Well, of course, I haven't seen them, but we have certainly heard stories. And one of the other atrocities, government-created atrocities, was when a large group of mostly black people were trying to get out of the area. They had all sort of banded together. They'd found one another, and they were moving towards, some bridge that... There was some sort of a rich, sort of white, upper crust sort of area. This is not in New Orleans, but on the outskirts, I suppose.
Mm, yeah.
And they were moving towards this bridge. The county Mounties had parked their cars across the bridge and had barking dogs and some sort of a PA system yelling at these people to not come across the bridge.
It's like some kind of horror movie. It's like Tom Cruise trying to escape in War of the Worlds, you know?
Yeah.
It's bizarre. You know, on our show we had a young woman who had volunteered. She was working with FEMA. And she said when she got down there, they didn't have anything to do. So people were actually leaving the area and going elsewhere to actually interview for jobs in their spare time. And on Halloween last year, she and a number of other folks went to this one county because they had nothing to do. It was a county that they had were not supposed to be working in. They went there, and they brought kids candy for Halloween, and they all got put on suspension.
Because
they were outside their zone, where they weren't doing anything
in
the first place.
So they should have been sitting around and milling about in their zone.
Doing nothing.
Right.
Rather than going and giving kids some candy for Halloween on their own time.
Right. All of the atrocities, I think Jeffrey, for some reason, thinks that we're on the side of the government on this, and we're not. All of the atrocities I heard about were committed as a result of government. Bureaucratic mistakes or inaction or government action and just suppressing people's freedoms. Those are the atrocities that happened during Katrina, and as a result, people got hurt. You talk about bureaucratic inaction and just bureaucratic rules. There was one story about a doctor who showed up on a scene where there was a lot of people that needed some medical assistance, and they were essentially, I don't remember the details on the story, but he was shocked at how bureaucratic FEMA was in that they would not allow him to assist people without having some sort of paperwork filled out first or something like that. I mean, it was just absolutely insane, the rules, the hoops that they had to jump through in order to just suture a wound and that sort of thing. It was just nuts. Please, do not trust the government to save you. These people are dangerous to your health. The government is far more dangerous to your health than floodwaters are, than some sort of bird flu pandemic is. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a bird flu pandemic, I guess, erupting? Not that I really believe this is going to happen, and from what I've seen, there's no evidence that it can or will. But then the government puts up roadblocks and keeps you in the area that you live. You can't get out. You can't go to the store. Well, you can't buy food. How long is it going to be before you starve to death?
And you know, bringing it back to what Wayne brought up before, when you get your real ID, that's how they're going to be able to keep you in your proper zone.
Yep.
You know?
800-259-9231. Coming up, speaking of keeping people in their proper zones, in Hawaii, if you're a cigarette smoker, there are only a few more zones left for you. We'll get to that on the way. Your calls as well about anything that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Plus, we'll talk about the war in Iraq. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.